Today's shir is Masechta Erevin Daf Tes Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tes Vav on the base, two lines from the bottom, Toshma. In our previous shir, at the end of our previous shir, we learned the machlekes for a papa of Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua. Everybody agrees that if the poritz is meruba al oimet, if you have an enclosed area, but the enclosed area, the open spots, are more than the closed spot, poritz meruba la'oimid, that it's not considered a valid mechitza. And everybody agrees that the oimid meruba la parts, that if the standing parts are greater than the open parts, that it's a kosher mechitza. The machlokes is poritz ka'oimid, when they're exactly even. Rav Papa said that it's fine. Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua said that it is not. So our Gemara begins, Toshma. The Brisa teaches us, again, we speak about this group of people that were in an open field for Shabbos, and they want to enclose the area so that they should be able to carry within that enclosed area. It should be considered a Rishus HaYochid. And they therefore encircle that area with barricades made out of gemolim, camels, bekofos, their saddles, bavitim, cushions, Schlieffen, bundles, bekonim, reeds, bekulches, with vegetable stalks, batatl, betoichai, you could carry within this enclosure. However, teaches us the Brayis, uvatshloi ben gomel legomel, there shouldn't be so much open area between the donkeys, kmoi gomel, the width of a camel, ben ukaf leukaf, nor should there be place between one saddle and the next saddle, kmoli ukaf, the width of a saddle, or ben ovid leovid, and there shouldn't be room between one cushion and the next cushion, kamali of it, the amount of a cushion. This brisa seems to clearly indicate that if they're equal in area, it would not be a valid enclosure. Clearly, following the opinion of Rav Huna B'Reid Yeshua, answers the Gemara, a teretz, which is very similar to the teretz that we had at the end of the previous year as well. Hachinami was speaking about a case, kishenichnas v'yoytzei. There's plenty of room between, there's a little extra room between the different items that is serving as the enclosure. And since there's room between the different items that are serving as the enclosure, that means it's parts merubah l'oimid. And because it's parts merubah l'oimid, that's why it's not a valid enclosure. But were it to be poritz ke'oimid, where they were equal, perhaps the brisa, as Rav Papa says, would still be hachnam kishnechtes v'yoytzei, and it's still considered a valid enclosure. The next gemara that the gemara is going to use to discuss regarding our shaila of poritz ke'oimid is regarding hilchas klayim. We know it is a din of Kalei Zroim, that you're not allowed to plant two different types of seed next to each other. There's a din of Kalei Akerem, that you're not allowed to plant one type of species next to a vineyard. However, if there's a separation of six tfachim, so they won't nourish one from the other, it's fine. Or if you have a wall in between the two different types of species, that's considered a valid separation, even if you're planting on the two sides of the wall. But in order to rely on a wall to be a partition between two different types of crops, it has to be a halachically accepted mechitza. If it's not a halachically accepted mechitza, then it's not considered a mechitza. So now our Gemara wants to use the brice that we're about to learn for Hilchas Mechitza to be a proof what is considered a Hilchas Mechitza for Hilchas Shabbos as well. So says the Gemara Toshma, the Braisa in Masechta Klayim teaches us, Nintzis at the Oimer, Sholosh Midas B'Mechitzis. There are three different types of partitions by Mechitzis to avoid the problem of Klayim. Says the Braisa, Kol Shupachs Mishloisha, that if a mechitza is made out of boards, that between the different boards there's less than three tefachim, then the halacha is, there's not allowed to be an area of less than three tfach, of more than three tfachim between the boards. What is the significance of three tfachim? Kadesh lizdaka agdi bevas roish. That an animal should not be able to stick his head in between these boards. And if there is that type of a partition, then, as we've learned many times in our Masechta, we apply the concept of Lavud, and the entire area is viewed as enclosed, and you can plant anywhere from one side to the other side. The next case is Kol Shu Shloisha, that each one of the boards have a width of three tefachim, or the Bishloisha Vat Arba, or between three and four tefachim wide. Diagram 117. Shlarach Shloi Ben Zelazer, we have to be careful that there should be no room between these boards. Kemloyoi, equal to the width of the board. Kadei Shloi Poritz, because if you're going to have an area in between, at this point, the way we're learning the Gemara, that the area in between is equal to the area that's standing. Vimhaya Poritz, Shloi Poritz Koimit, you shouldn't have an equal area of standing and not standing boards. Because, says the Brice, Vimhaya Poritz Meruba Loimit, if you have more open area than closed area, not only will you not be allowed to plant where it's not enclosed, but Af Kenegar Oimit Osir, you're not allowed to plant in the area which is closed also. Because you have parts meruba al oimid, since you have parts meruba al oimid, it's considered as if the entire area is not enclosed. It's not considered a valid mechitza. Kol shu arba, and whenever you have a situation of four tfachim, we have a board that's four tfachim wide, or mi arba vat eser amis, or it's from four tfachim to ten amis. Tzarch she loy bezel zeh. You need to be careful that between these standing boards, there shouldn't be open area, open area equal to the closed area, because if you will have such a situation, then the open area is equal to the closed area. And if you have a situation, we have open area equal to closed area, then since you have such significant boards, even though it's not considered a full-fledged partition because of these significant open areas, the halacha will still be keneged oimid mutar. On the side where you have a standing board, given that the board is wider than four tefachim, you will be allowed to plant a different species because they're significant boards. But keneged haparetz, if there's more open area than closed area, then the halacha will be that facing the open area, you will not be allowed to plant anything. So we see from here that if you have an opening, even if it's greater than 10 amos, but what about if the opening is greater than 10 amos? If it's greater than 10 amos, it seems that not only will you not be allowed to plant facing the open area, but you won't be able to plant even next to the closed area. That's how Rashi learns. Others disagree. The Tosfos Yeshanim says that even if you have such a significant opening that's wider than 10 amos, that doesn't disqualify that you could plant next to the closed area. So we have here three different categories as the Braisa began. If there's less than three tefachim between the boards, then you could plant, we say loved, and the entire area is considered partitioned. When the boards are between three and four tefachim wide, then if there is no equal break to standing, you could be plant against facing the entire area. But if there are big breaks, you can't even plant facing the standing area. And the third category is when the boards are between four and ten tefachim, four tefachim and ten amos. Even if the pirtza is meruba al oimid, you could plant next to the standing area, but not necessarily next to the non-standing area. Continues the Braisa. im haya oimed meruba al haparetz. If it's a situation, as we just described, that there's more standing than broken area, it's considered a valid petition. And the halacha is af keneged haparetz mutter, even facing the open area, you could plant. Because as we just said, since it's considered a valid mechitza, so it's a valid mechitza, you could plant on the other side of the mechitza. Says the Braisa, Nifritza b'yoysim eser, if you have a breach that is wider than 10 amos, osur, you can't plant next to that area under any circumstances. That means, even if it's oymed meruba al haparetz, but if you have such a wide breach that it's more than 10 amos wide, so then you can't plant certainly next to the breach. And as we said, you maybe can't even plant on the part where it's standing, machlokes rishonim. But what you could do, says the Braisa, hayasham kanim hadaikronim, if you have poles of wood that are pointy on the bottom and you stick them into the ground, v'asun lapeim l'mala, and then you make a string go on the top, therefore, that becomes, as we've discussed so many times in this Masechta, it looks like it becomes a Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach is always considered a valid mechitza, as we know regarding Hilchas Ervin. And therefore, there the halach will be a fil b'yoysim eser, even though this is an area with a breach that's wider than 10 amos, a Tzuras HaPesach is effective even in a place where the opening is wider than 10 amos. That is the Braisa. But says the Gemara, Tanimius, what did we learn here? Tanimius ratio, what do we learn in the ratio? That if each Amud is Shloish Arba, between 3 and 4 Tfachim wide, Vachlai Ben Zelazeh, it could still be considered a valid enclosure, but we have to make sure that the open area is not, Kimaloya, is not equal to the closed area. That means, if it is equal in area, it's not going to be considered, if the oymed is kaporitz, it's not going to be considered a valid mechitza. So this, says the Gemara, to Yufta, the Rapapa, it's clearly a refutation of the opinion of Rapapa, because Rapapa, as we began this shir, taught us that oymed kaporitz is considered a valid mechitza. Amalach Rapapa, responds Rapapa, when the Braisa says that if the breach is like the standing part, it's possible, it's not that it's actually equal. We're speaking, as we mentioned a number of times, my maloya nichnas v'yotze. There's enough room to easily fit in a different material between these standing areas. And that makes that there's more parts than oymed. And since there's more parts than oymed, that's why it's possible. But if it's equal, it still will be kosher. And says the Gemara, Hachinami Mistabra, it makes sense to explain the Braisa that way. Midiktani, because let's continue learning the Braisa. The Braisa clearly said, Imhaya Poritz Meruba Loimit, if the broken area is greater than the standing area, Afkenegad Am Usr. Therefore, it's not considered a valid mechitza, and you can't plant when the boards are only between 3 and 4 tefachim wide, even next to those standing boards. Clearly, the Braisa is indicating that if they're equal, it's mutter. Shmamina, so this price seems now to actually indicate that Rapop is correct. That Poritz Koimid is considered a valid mechitza. Only when the Poritz is greater than the Oimid do we have a problem. So ask the Gemara, this wording, which clearly corroborated the opinion of Rapapa, Leimet to have a Tiyufta Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, should be a question of Rav Huna Brei Yeshua's opinion. Amalach, so Rav Huna, to defend himself, says, L'tameich, let's go further. You're saying that this Braisa holds that Poritz Ka'imid is considered a valid partition. Amos Sefer, let's continue learning the Braisa. The Braisa said, at the end of the Braisa, Imhaya in the Sefer, Imhaya Oimid Meruba al Poritz, if the standing is more than the breach, Af Keneged Poritz Mutter. But what does it say? Oimid Meruba al Poritz. Clearly indicating that if they're equal, it's Osir. But ask the Gemara, this Braisa has wording that supports Rav Huna. This Braisa has wording that supports Rapapa. Sefer this wording that we just learned on in the Sefer supports Rav Huna and is a kasha to Rav Papa. The Reisha, the wording that we just read a little while ago, support Rav Papa and a kasha to Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. So how do we understand this brisa? Answers the Gemara. Sefer Rav Papa l'kasha. The wording at the Sefer, the brisa, is really not a question Rav Papa. Because I did the Tana Reisha, because the Reisha spoke and the Reisha taught us Paritz Merubah L'Oimid, because that clearly, everybody agrees that if you have Poritz Merubah La'Omid, it's possible. That's why in the Sefer, when we want to speak about a valid Mechitza, it says Omid Merubah Ala Poritz. But it doesn't have to be Omid Merubah Ala Poritz. It could be Omid Kaporitz, and it still will be a valid Mechitza. And the same thing, Reisha Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua L'Kasha, the Reisha which seems to say that only if it's Poritz Merubah La'Omid, it's possible, is not a question. Because I did the boil and miss the Sefer. In the Sefer, we want to learn that when is a kosher. And when is a kosher? When it's Oymed Merubah Ala Poritz. So therefore, to be consistent in its wording, Tana Reisha Poritz Merubah Ala Oymed. But it's only written that way for consistency reasons, not that that's the halacha, because even when it's Poritz Ke Oymed, it will already not be a valid Mechitza. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Papa, according to the way Rav Papa understands this brisa, we could understand why the brisa did not combine the din of a mechitza that doesn't have three tefachim together with the mechitza that has three tefachim, to teach us that if it's less than three or three, that has to be not an area of three in between, because it's not true. Because when each board is not three tefachim wide, we have to be careful that there should be less than three tefachim between the boards so that we could say love it. But when the boards are three tefachim wide, even if there is an area of three tefachim between the boards, it still could be a valid mechitza. Because if the boards are three and the space between the boards are three, according to Rav Papa, that holds that Poritz Ka'omid is considered a valid mechitza, so it's still a kasha mechitza, and therefore it's not combined. Ella Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, who holds that Poritz Ka'omid asur, and therefore, even when the boards are three tefachim wide, and you have a space between the boards that are three tefachim, it's not going to be good. Because you're going to have a problem, Poritz Ka'omid, Lirvinu Lisninu. So then he should have taught us the din of when it's less than three tefachim. Or even when it's three tefachim, you have to be careful. Tzorach Shleih Bein Zeh L'Zeh, there may not be a space between the boards of Shloisha. Why? Because if the boards are less than three tefachim, the only reason we can make this mechitza into a kasher mechitza is because we're going to apply the concept of lavin. But we can only apply the concept of lavud when we have the less than three tefachim. Next case will be where each board is three tefachim wide. Here too, we have to be careful that the area between the boards should be less than three tefachim. Because if the area between the boards will be three tefachim, then it will be poritz koimid. The standing area and the broken area will be equal. And according to Rav Huna, when it's equal, it's also possible. Poritz Ka'omid, according to Rav Huna, is not a valid mechitza. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, why didn't the Braisa combine the case of when the board is less than three tefachim and to when the board is three tefachim? Then in both of them, the halacha is that you need to make sure that the empty space next to it is less than three tefachim. In both cases, answers the Gemara, you're right. The halacha is the same. However, mishum d'loydami psul d'reish l'psul d'sefer. The disqualification, the reason, is not the same. Psul d'reish, in the case when the boards are so narrow, and you want to rely on lavud, so when there's three tefachim, we can't say lavud. Why can't we say lavud? As we've explained previously, kadesh lo yizdokar agdiv basachas. Because if you have an area that's three tefachim, an animal could stick its head in, And since the animal could stick its head in, it prevents us from saying lovet. Psul the sefer. When you have a board that's 3 tefachim wide, the reason why you can't have a space of 3 tefachim, it's the same din. In both cases, you can't have a space of 3 tefachim. But here the reason is, shalei paritz koimen. So what the Gemara is saying is that when you have, even if you'll have the same din, even if you'll have the same rule, but if the reasoning for the rule is different. In the first case, the reason is because you can't say loved. In the second case, you can't, it's possible because there's a disqualification according to Rav Huna, a paritz koimed, given that the reason for the disqualification are different, so we don't want to combine them. Ask the Gemara. Pachs Mishloisha, the Braisa says that when you started with boards that were less than 3 tefachim wide, you could be lenient if there's a space of less than 3 tefachim between the wall, between the boards. The reason we could be lenient is because we follow, we say lovet. And this is clearly following the opinion of the Rabbanan, who hold that we say lovet only up to 3 tefachim. Mani, Rabbanan hid amr pachs mishloisha amrin lovet. If you have a space of less than 3 tefachim, we could say the concept of lovet. However, shloisha, if it's 3 tefachim, lo yamrin lovet, we no longer could say lovet. Aim a sefer. But continues the Gemara. Let's learn the sefer of that braisa. Koshu shloisha tefachim. If the board is 3 tefachim, umishloisha var arba, and or up to 4 tefachim, you have to be careful that the empty space is not greater than the standing space. So what do we see from here? That the shear of 4 tefachim is considered a mechitza. Who is the one that holds that 4 tefachim is the number that's significant? It's the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Because if Shimon Gamliel applies loved up to an area of 4 tefachim. So we clearly see that this part of the braisa is following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Asan, asked the Gemara, this is following the Shimon Gamliel. Dama pachsma arba loved. Because I Rabbanon, if we want to follow the opinion of the Rabbanon, that say we only say loved in an area of less than 3 tefachim, mishloish shavat arba, when you have a mechitza that's between 3 and 4 tefachim wide, Shlosh var arba, 3 and 4 is all the same, because they don't differentiate between 3 and 4. 4 tefachim has no significance according to the Rabbanon. So the fact that this braisa is giving significance to 4 tefachim clearly follows the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tosfos, on Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Eima, says that the Gemara didn't have to ask the question this way. The braisa, Gemara could have asked the question this way. If, on one hand, it seems that 3 tefachim is not enough to plant next to that board, it's not considered a significant board, which is not the opinion of the Chachamim. Because according to the Chachamim, 3 tefachim is considered already a significant area. On the other hand, it says, Shmishloish shvat arba tzoch shlei ben zel zekim loyoy, because it seems that we don't follow the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Because according to Shimon Gamliel, we'll be able to say loved if there's a space of less than 4 tefachim. But Tosfos says we'd rather ask from the ratio of the braisa than from the sefer. Amarei Abaya, no. Me'ach mid'reisha rabbanon, if the ratio is following the opinion of the rabbanon, that we only say loved when you have less than 3 tefachim, sefer nami rabbanon. The sefer also will follow the rabbanon. The rabbanon, however, the rabbanon say that if you want to consider an area significant, the kol mishra kenegdoi, if you want to consider a board a significant board, that you should be allowed to plant next to that board, even if there are big breaches next to it, ikamakam arba chashev, the Rabbanan will agree that a standing board only has significance if it's 4 tefachim wide. V'loi, but if it doesn't have that width, loy chashev, it's not considered significant, even though for Hilchas Lavid, the shear is 3 tefachim. Rav Amar, Rav says the other way. Mid the Sefer, the fact that the Sefer clearly follows the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, and that's why the Sefer said that in order to give significance to a board, the board has to be 4 tefachim wide, That's a raya that it's following the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. And if I say that, I will have to say that the Reish is Nami Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Reish is also following the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'chi Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amina Lovod. Where did Rav Shimon Gamliel say that we say Lovod even up to four Tfachim? Hani Mila Lamala, only on gaps that are above. In a case that we spoke about early in the Masechta on Daf Yodalid, we have a Kaira at the entranceway of the Mavui, and the Kaira doesn't reach the other wall all the way. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, as long as it comes within four tefachim of the wall of the Mavui, I could say it's considered as if it's touching that wall, because I applied a concept of Ravid, of Lovid. Avlamata, here where we want to have a mechitza that's going from the floor up, havle mechitza shegadayim baikaba. So now we have a new problem. If we want to have a mechitza that is going to be on the bottom, there we have to be concerned that if there's too much space, then animals could come in. And therefore, since animals could come in, the halacha is lo yamin and lovet. Toshma. So the Gemara goes back to our original question. We began to shear, what is the halacha regarding poritz koimid? If they're exactly equal, is it going to be considered a valid petition or not? Rav Papa said yes, Rav Huna said not. Toshma, the fanas halalu. If somebody make walls, shirub mepsachim v'chaloinus, that are mostly openings with doors and windows, mutter, it's considered a valid mechitza, uvache oimim rubel aparts. So the Gemara stops. Ruben salkadatach, if most of the wall is doors and openings, so it's parts merubala oimid. So how could the Braisa use the words, uvache oimim merubala parts? Elo, says the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Shiribiban psachim chaloinus, you have these walls, and there are many openings in the walls. As long as it still can be considered a valid enclosure, mutter, uvache oimim merubala parts. As long as the standing is greater than the open area, clearly indicating hokaparitz, that if they're equal, usur. Tiyofta Rapapa. That clearly refutes Rapapa, because Rapapa has been telling us that oimet kaparitz is mutter, is a valid partition. Says the Gemara, Tiyofta, the Rapapa is indeed refuted based on this brisa, but the Hilchasa Kavaseid Rapapa, the Halacha follows Rapapa, that oimet kaparitz is a valid mechitza. Ask the Gemara, Tiyofta Velchasa. First you said he was refuted, and now you're passing like him? In. Says the Gemara, absolutely. The words of our Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav and Beis point in his direction. The Tanan, Mishnah said, you have to be careful that the parut shouldn't be meruba lo'imid. What do we see from here? Ha'kabinyin, if they're equal, then it's going to be considered mutter, that it's considered a valid partition, because Paritz Koimid is considered a valid partition, as Rav Papa taught us. Teaches us the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah is coming to address a situation where you have this group of people stuck on the road on Shabbos, and they want to enclose their area so they can create a Rosh Hashanah Yachid that they should be able to carry within that camp. Says the Mishnah, Mekif in Shlosh Chavolim, what you could do is take three strings, take a number of poles, and then take three strings and put them around the poles, zeh lemal mezeh, zeh lemal mezeh, each one above the other. Uvad, you have to be careful, shelo yehei bein chevel chaver shlosh tefachim. There shouldn't be a gap of less than three tefachim, more than three tefachim between the strings, because if you're going to have a gap of more than three tefachim between the strings, then you're not going to be able to say, as we've just been learning, Lovid. This is diagram 118. V'shir chavolim, how much room do these three strings altogether have to take up? Avyon, yes, al tefach. Then they also have to be more than a tefach. So between the three open areas of three tefachim, three times three is nine, but it has to be a little less than three to say Lovid. So you have a little less than nine tefachim, and then the strings take up a little more than a tefach. So when you have a combination of all of this, a little less than nine tefachim regarding the strings, and then you have a little less than 3 tefachim regarding the open areas, and then the string will take up the remainder, a tefach plus, you'll have your 10 tefachim proper height mechitza. Mekifin, bekonim, continues the Mishnah, we could put up vertical poles around an encampment. However, here too, we have to be careful that the space between these vertical poles are not more than 3 tefachim. So again, in order that we should be able to apply the concept of lovet. Says the Mishnah, these leniencies that we've been learning, that you could rely on lovet and therefore have these not very significant mechitzas, but they still could be considered a valid partition to make a reshus hayochet for Shabbos, says the Gemara, b'shiyaru dibru. It's only for this group that's traveling, and we have to come up with a solution for them. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chama, however, hold, le'divrei b'shiyarim, it's not limited to this group. El b'hoiva, where is this shaila going to come up? It's going to come up by this group that's traveling. But it's not limited to that. In any area, at any time we have such a shaila, this is considered a kasher mechitza. Says the Mishnah, kol mechitza she'eino shel shasi v'shel erev, any mechitza that's not made up of vertical and horizontal poles, eino mechitza, is not considered a valid mechitza. Divrei Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, you have to have shesiv erev, you have to have vertical and horizontal. V'cham Eimrim, you don't have to have both. Echad mishnei dvarim, either vertical or horizontal is adequate. Says the Gemara, Amarav Huna Amarav, Harei Amru. We've learned in the previous sugya that Oimet Merubah Laparitz, when you have more standing than breached b'shesi, when you have that in vertical sections, it's considered have a oimet. By Rav Nuna, Benar Rav Nuna asks, what's going to be the halacha be'erev mai? If you only have such a petition in horizontal gaps, what is going to be the halacha? Do we still say this halacha or not? Amar Baya, Toshma. So we have a raya from our Mishnah, Abaya wants to say. The Mishnah said, as we just learned the Mishnah, Shir Chavolim Va'avyon, that the shear of the strings and the open area, the strings themselves have to be a tefach. So like that, by applying lavud, we'll have a little less than 9 tefachim of lavud, and the remainder with the strings. Shehei Hakol Asar Tefachim, that we should have a partition of 10 tefachim. Vim Isa asked the Gemara, that if we're going to say that even by horizontal partitions, we could rely on Oimen Rubella Peretz, ask the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to figure out what it means. Lomeli Yasal Tefach, why do we have to have that the combination of all of the strings should equal more than a Tefach, Levit Pochs Mishloisha. Let's make that even there's less than a gap of less than 3 Tefachim. V'ya V'cheva Mashahu, and then we'll have a narrow string, pachs mishloisha v'chevel mashu, and pachs mi'arba chevel mashu, that we should have 2 breaks of less than 3 tefachim, and then 1 break that could be even up to 4 tefachim, a little less than 4 tefachim. The Gemara is going to explain where and what we want to do, and it'll still be kosher. But if that's the case, when we have that many breaks and it's not a problem, so then we don't need to have so much string area to equal the necessary height of 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara of Tisbara. Asks the Gemara, what did you want to say? What is the case that you want to say that this should be work? Hai pachs ma'arba. You want to say that even if I have one place where there will be a gap of less than 4 tefachim, it still will not be a problem. Exactly where do you want that gap to be? Hai pachs mi'arba heichim mukum lo. Exactly where do you want to put that gap? Im mukum lo tatoi, if you want to put that gap on the bottom, that the bottom should have a gap of a little less than 4 tefachim, diagram 119, have like mechitza shigdoyim baikim ba. Certainly, you're going to have a mechitza where animals could get out of, if it's such a high mechitza. And that will certainly not be considered a valid mechitza. Im makom le'eloi, and if we want to put it on the top spot. Again, diagram 120. Again, it would be a problem. Because osavir the high gisa, osavir the high gisa mevatalei. The amount of open space above the string, there's going to be more open space than full space because the tap is going to be four tefachim. So I can't say lovet because I only could say lovet when I have less than three tefachim. So this is therefore considered in the halacha an open area. If it's considered an open area here, and then I'll have the string, and then I'll have up to the sky on top of the string. So this is what we learned earlier in the Masechta. Us avir the haigisa, avir the haigisa, and mevatalei. Even though the Rishonim asks that normally we don't say us avira the haigisa on us when it goes on the area going up to the sky, but here we want to create a rishus hayachid, and we need to have the proper mechitzas. So what are we going to say? Milkom le b'mitzi, diagram 121. So in diagram 21, what happens is that you'll have 3, 4, 3. Havalei oimim merubah al haparetz. So you have the two threes on top and the bottom. And since it's less than three, as I just said, you'll say lovud. So it said it's considered enclosed. But it's only considered oimim merubah al haparetz by combining the upper area and the bottom area. And that was a question that's been posed previously. If oimid merubah al parts mishtei ruchais is considered oimid merubah or not. This clearly would teach us that we say it, but it's not shmamina, that oimid merubah al parts mishtei ruchais is enough to be considered oimid. But the halacha actually is that it's not that way. And therefore, we can't put it there. So we can't bring a raya from our Mishnah, because even if we'll say that we say oimid merubah al haparetz by mechitzas that are just horizontal mechitzas, our Mishnah can't work out with using that concept. So since we can't explain the Mishnah that way, there's no place for that question. So what is Rav Papa's question? What is Rav Hamnuna's question? Says the Gemara of Rav Hamnuna Hochkem Boile. Rav Hamnuna's question is the following case. Kigoyim, the icy machzel stav shiva machshu. You bring a mat that is seven tefachim, a little more than seven tefachim long. The chakipa, diagram 122. The chakipa, shloisha. And then you make a hole that's three tefachim. The shavakba arba, on the top you have, the machzel still has four tefachim. And then, vokma, and then you put the part that still has the little left over on the bottom within three tefachim of the ground. So now you have the following. From the little strip that's left to the ground, you have less than three tefachim. So therefore you could say lovet. Then you have a space of three tefachim. Then you have a space of three tefachim. And then you have the covered area of the leftover of the mat. So now you have oimid merubah al haparetz. And the question is, do we say that this is a kosher mechitza or not? Ravashi says, and this is not oimid merubah al haparetz mishnei tzadim, because the upper part has four tefachim versus the middle part that has three tefachim. Ravashi amar mechitza tluya b'ilei. The question was a much simpler question. The diagram 123. When you have a mechitza that doesn't reach the floor, the bottom name of Tavlam of Mirav, Mechitza Teluya Masha Tata Mechorva, can you rely on such a Mechitza by Mechorva? Is that considered a valid Mechitza? That means if you'll have a wall that's 10 tefachim tall, but there's this break on the bottom, is that considered a valid Mechitza or not? And says, and obviously there's going to have to be more than three tefachim from the bottom till the wall. Because if there's less than three tefachim between the bottom of the wall and the floor, then we're going to say lovud. So it has to be that there's more than three tefachim. And the question is, but you have a good mechitza. Do I say good achis, even though it's mechitza teluya? Amalei, to which Rav said to Rav Tavla, "Ein mechitza teluya materes." The only place a mechitza teluya is a valid mechitza el b'mayim. We spoke about this the other day. Over the water, kalu shekilu chacham b'mayim. Chazal were particularly makel in b'mayim. Everywhere else, Chazal were not makel. So our Gemara just taught us that if there's less than 3 tefachim from the mechitza to the floor, there we say loved. So the child's tshuva tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yotes, Simon Samach Dalid, asks, can we rely on this type of mechitza where there's a break on the bottom of less than 3 tefachim for a maka, for a gate around the roof? Is it perhaps a special halacha for Hilchas Mechitza, as we're learning in our shir? But when the Torah talks to us about making a gate around the roof, because the Torah says, "Loisosim domim bebeisecha," and there we can't rely on loved. The Torah wants a full-fledged, sturdy wall. So the Chazon Ish says a very bechiddush. The Chazon Ish says that if we think about it, how common is it to climb up to the roof and fall off the roof? It doesn't happen. Just the Torah, and we don't necessarily need to understand what the Torah says. We have to accept what the Torah says. It says that we have to make a gate. So as long as it's a valid gate, even though from a safety perspective, maybe we could suggest that it's not considered a valid gate, the halacha will consider it a valid gate. So the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah said, "Makifim mekonim." We could enclose this area with vertical poles, but there's a question: when is that considered a valid mechitza? So Rabbi Huda said, "B'shiara only by this group that's traveling. B'shiara in b'yachad loy only for this group, but not for individuals." Ask the Gemara. V'tanya, but we learned in a brisa, Rehuda Omer, kol mechitza Shabbos loy tira liyachad yosim beis asayim. Well, whenever we speak about mechitzas on Shabbos, they only allowed an individual to enclose an area that's not greater than 2 beis saw. This statement seems to teach us that if they enclose an area of 2 beis saw or less, then it's going to be valid even for an individual. Not like we learned in the Mishnah that says that these type of mechitzas are never acceptable for yechidim. Answers the Gemara. The way to understand this theory, it could Amar Rav Nachman retain Rabbi Barbaya. When the Tana said that we can't rely on this inferior mechitza, it's not that he completely invalidated it. If we want to give you an area of bigger than Beis Asayim and you're a Yochid, then we can't. That means our Mishnah, according to this understanding, is only speaking an area of greater than 2 Beis Saw. There, Rabbi Huda says that if it's an area that's greater than 2 beis saw, it's only valid for a group, not for individuals. But if it's 2 beis saw that or less, it could be used even for individuals. Ask the Gemara, "Heichi itma de Rav Nachman v'tem Rabbi Barbaya?" Where do we learn this? Ahodasanan. It's referring to the following Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, "Kol mechitza she'ena shel shasi ve'eruv." We learned in our Mishnah that if a mechitza is not made out of vertical and horizontal poles, ain't a mechitza divir Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So now ask the Gemara, did Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda take such a strong position that if it's not made up of vertical and horizontal poles, it's not going to be a valid mechitza? Or me, Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Hoki, Vatanya, Echid Yochid, Vechid Shiyar, Lechavolim, both when we speak about individual or group, Lechavolim, you could make a partition of ropes. What is the difference? Ma ben yochel shiyar. Where are they different? Yochel noisim le beis asayim. A yochel, we only give an area of less than two beis saw. Shnayim noisim le beis asayim. For two, we give 2 beis saw. Gimel, when we have 3 people, nasa shiyar, they're considered a group. Noisim le beis shesh divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. They get even 6 beis saw. V'cham maimrim, echad yochel ve'echad shiyar, both an individual or a group. You can't have an area, you can't have a situation where there would be 2 base asayim not used. In this braisa, Rav Yosef Yehuda says that we could use inferior wools, although they could only be used in a limited way. But he does let you use inferior wools. From our Mishnah, it seems, you can't, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, inferior wools are totally unacceptable. To this, says the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman v'teim Rabbi b'Rabaya, v'nitzuch ha'alitim katzorchim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, when he says inferior wools cannot be relied on, is when I want to give extra space. So now, but to carry within inferior wools, if it's not above the limits that we just learned, then it's fine. So in other words, what we have is as follows. Everybody agrees that inferior partitions can be used to enclose an area of less than base asayim. The question is, how much more than that and when can they be used? Rabbi Yehuda says that a caravan is allowed to have as much space as it wants, as required, an individual is limited to two beisa. The Chacham hold that both a caravan and an individual could get as much as they need. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that neither caravan nor individual get an unlimited area, only the limits that he set in the braisa. But nobody holds that inferior partitions are totally unacceptable. They just question, how far can we accept them and how far can we not accept them?